You may remember a story we brought you 3 years ago about a woman who, at the age of 101, was the caregiver for her bedridden sister and disabled brother.
My name is Clarice, but they call me Classy.
Clarice Morant has died at the age of 104, and NPR's Joseph Shapiro has this appreciation.
Clarice Morant made promises, and she kept them, like the promise she made to keep her brother and sister out of a nursing home.
I made a promise to the Lord. If he give me the health, the strength, the life to do for them, take care of them, keep them from going in a home, I would do it.
So she fed and bathed her brother and sister. She was a tiny woman, but she lifted, pulled, and dressed them in the brick row house they shared in Washington, D.C. Everett Barber is Clarice Morant's nephew.
One of the things that Classy made me promise with her is that she said, I will tell you when I'm unable to take care of you, father, or I'm unable for him to stay here, and only then will you do something else. So that was our agreement.
When her brother died, he was 96, and Clarice Morant was 102.
She was all about providing whatever care they needed and never thought about really what her needs were and never complained about it. It was really remarkable.
Monica Thomas works with Washington Hospital's Medical House Call Program, which provided health care for Morant's brother and sister.
She had wonderfully expressive eyes that you could see the determination and will and strength in her eyes. You could, yeah.
When her sister died on the last day of last year, Clarice Morant was 104. Then, in the empty house, she started to wear down. This week, family gathered from around the country for Clarice Morant's funeral, and to thank her one more time. Joseph Shapiro, NPR News.
And you're listening to Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.